Well, they sent a black man, which I'm just going to go ahead and say because he was.
You have a racist dog. That's what you're telling me.
There's an erupting tuchus, and why didn't I want it in my house? Excuse me.
Did you hear about the scuba outfit they made for the penguin?
Knee deep in goose excrement.
Excuse me.
They're letting two gay penguins raise a chick together.
Give me a break, break. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Okay, here we are. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. January's coming along brilliantly.
Yep.
Things are good.
Yep.
What's going on? Don't you want to do your podcast song, Beverly?
As a matter of fact, Rana, I don't feel like singing right now or being musical or festive or joyous at all. Not today. No. It's the dead of winter and I'm in a very dark mood. A dark mood. And I think you know why. Hello, everyone. That's Rana, and I'm Beverly Ginsburg, the nice one.
Okay. Yeah, I'm Rana Glickman, the Wicked Witch of the West.
Wait, everybody be quiet. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? You don't hear crying from a distance? You don't hear any crying from coming from the inside
of
a car?
Give me a break. Give me a break, Beverly. Fine. What? Okay. Fine. Tell everyone what you're so upset about.
Okay, I will.
Fine.
I...
You will not be swaying my opinion whatsoever. That's what I can assure you of.
My daughter Rochelle's dog is currently, meaning right now, sitting in my Camry, packed in the driveway.
I apologize if anyone can hear the leaf blower, which is probably why you can't hear the dog crying over it.
Because it's scaring
the leaves in my backyard.
Anyway, Rochelle's dog is sitting in the car right now, probably pooping and peeing all over the place because it's so scared of the leaf blower. Meanwhile, I couldn't leave the dog at home. So God help me. Oh, boy. Poor Beverly had to come to Rana's with my dog.
Okay.
And I couldn't bring the dog inside.
Well, of course you couldn't. Let's stop right there for just a minute. And let's review. First of all, this is a no pets household. Okay? I have a no pets policy in this house.
Well, you should.
I wanted a dog, I would have a dog.
You should be.
So for you to bring a dog into my house. It's totally outrageous.
I just didn't know that it would have been.
I wanted to live with a rhinoceros in my living room, a live rhinoceros, I would do that. But I don't. So if you wanted to bring your rhinoceros over, I wouldn't expect you to think you could just bring it into my house.
I don't have a rhinoceros.
Do you understand?
I'm not a rhinoceros person.
I have chosen to live in a pet-free environment.
Well, you're bringing out the choosing.
Okay?
The choosing.
That's
work.
What I have chosen.
You're chosen, and I'm not.
More importantly, Beverly.
Yeah.
Why do you have to have that dog in the car in the first place? Why can't you leave a small dog at home for 40 minutes?
I couldn't.
And why do you even have the dog?
I couldn't. I have the dog because a couple of years ago, Rochelle had a boyfriend who gave her a puppy and then she got tired of it and left it at my house.
Yeah.
But
and
that's
whose fault is that?
Rochelle's fault, but I'm not going to hold it against her.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure. Why would you hold it against her? She might learn a lesson.
She's a baby.
She might learn a lesson about
She's a
life.
Baby.
A baby.
Yeah.
A baby.
A baby.
A baby.
My baby.
20 years old.
A baby. She might be. She'll always be my baby.
Yeah.
Anyway, she made a bad decision.
So you have a dog you didn't want in the first place.
Well, how was I supposed to replace Shayna Putnam? My Shayna Putnam, the Bichon, with this.
Please.
I would never have chosen a pug. And by the way, a pug is not supposed to be yippy-yappy. There's something wrong with this dog's brain. It doesn't matter. I can't look at that dog and not feel sorry for it. So anyway, I feel sorry for it. It's not wanted, that dog. So now I'm pretending to want it to make it feel
you
better.
You haven't even given it a name.
I can't. It's Rochelle's dog. That's its name. I can't think of a name for it. It doesn't have a name.
So when you call it, what do you say to
Rochelle's
it?
Dog. Rochelle's dog. Doggy dog.
Well,
Rochelle.
That could be the start of the problem. With the dog, you're only supposed to have a two-syllable name.
It doesn't matter. We have our own understanding. I've come to enjoy having the dog around. I'm a dog person. Forgive me. Sue me, world and God.
Look, I don't mind dogs. I just don't want them in my house.
Well, you should, because I'm a dog person. You allow a dog person in
Why
your house.
Why couldn't you leave the dog at home?
Because, Rana, I couldn't. Because I was getting the storm window put in in the one area where they did not put the storm window in. They put them all over the house. They do it at the end of every summer, Indian summer. I feel that first breath of winter air coming out of God's mouth, and I get my storm windows. They missed the downstairs sliding door.
Did you ask them to do it originally?
No, I asked them to do the Yes, Ron, I said do the storm windows. They always do all of them.
Well, that's a door. It's not a window.
But it is. It's still glass.
Well, it's made of glass.
Well, they forgot.
It's not a window.
They forgot. Well, that's what they said. And I said, you're absolutely wrong. I don't want to have the same fight with you that I had with them this morning. It doesn't matter. The man shows up at my house, and it was a different guy. than the one who put them in last time.
Yeah, because the other guy, he doesn't want to come back after the way you treated him, probably.
You know what, Ron? I take offense. Like, well, how exactly do you think I treated them?
I think you probably screamed at that guy on the phone, said, let me talk to the guy that did my storm windows.
Irregardless.
And then he said, you take this one over, Joe Blow. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, well, they sent a black man, which I'm just going to go ahead and say because he was.
Who cares?
I care. You know why I care? It's relevant, Rana. It's relevant to the story.
Who cares what color he is? As long as he does a good job.
I don't care what color he is. Unfortunately, Rochelle's dog does.
Excuse me?
The dog is predisposed.
Pardon me?
It prefers it for some reason. Whenever a person of color, dark color, it comes in its presence, the dog has some sort of panic attack. It just scratches the walls.
You're telling me
whatever.
This dog, you have a racist dog. That's what you're telling me?
Well, it came to me that way. But yeah. Yeah. Apparently I do. And it's a real thing because I looked it up on the computer.
You're telling me
that
dog
doesn't like black people.
First of all, that dog barks when you go into the bathroom.
Yeah.
That dog barks when you're at the top of the stairs.
Right.
That dog barks when there's anyone in the house beyond you because
that's right.
It's a jealous dog.
That's right. But then when
that dog barks at me.
Correct. But when a black person comes in, it doesn't just bark. It gets vicious. Its teeth come out past its lips. It looks like a hound of hell, a hellhound. A hellhound. And it's a pug. It looks like it has a real snout when it gets really angry. Anyway, and it poopies all over the place when it gets really mad. It like shoots out of its ass. Yep.
Right. Excuse me?
Hot lava right out of its behind, its pug hole.
You know what, Beverly? Excuse me.
You asked.
And you're asking me why I didn't want it in my house?
No, it was.
You're telling me it has an erupting tuchus, and why didn't I want it in my house?
Only around black people.
That's
Are you a black person?
Me. You're telling me this dog
when
has the ability, if it gets nervous enough, to just start shooting excrement onto the carpet. And I should have let it into my house. Well, thank you for letting me know. God forbid I had a weak moment and let you bring the dog in. And I would have been paying to have my carpet cleaned.
It's honestly like you haven't been listening. You know what? Moving on.
Vanilla.
Moving on. Moving on. Forget it.
Ivory.
Forget it.
Vanilla.
You missed the whole point.
Off-white. Navajo white.
Whole point. Unless you came out like Neil Diamond in The Jazz Singer, then the dog is not going to get involved with pooping on your vanilla. You understand, Rana? You understand what I'm saying?
Do you understand?
Why don't we move on? Let's just talk about current events, hot topics. Obama. Again, another
Excuse
black
me.
Person. Look who turned it
Pardon
around.
Pardon me.
Turning it around.
Pardon me.
Turn it around. I'll turn it around on you.
Pardon me.
You know?
So you left this black gentleman alone in your house to do your storm windows?
Well, yeah, I didn't have a choice. No, I did tell the neighbors. I said, don't worry about him. He's supposed to be there. But yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And right now, my dog is in the car and probably having some sort of heart attack or whatever. And that'll be on your conscience.
Yeah.
It'll be on your conscience.
Did you at least crack a window for the dog?
Of course I did, Rhonda, but it's freezing outside. So now it's probably turning a little dogsicle.
A dogsicle?
Yeah. But it's all right.
That
I gave it a
kind of cute, a dog.
Anyway, it doesn't matter, Rhonda.
Like
you know
Frosty Paws. Have you ever bought Frosty Paws?
Subject changer. Him? No, I can't get those on a dog. They don't stay.
Do you know what Frosty Paws are?
Did you hear about the scuba outfit they made for the penguin at the aquarium?
Absolutely, I heard about that. Did you hear about the gay penguin getting a new girlfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. They
Did you?
Well, because it switched teams. That happens. Nature doesn't want, you know, in penguins.
You know the two gay penguins they have in Canada.
Not anymore.
Pedro and someone else.
He went with a girl.
They're endangered penguins.
Yep.
So they split them up.
Yeah.
And gave one a girlfriend.
Yeah.
The other one we don't know yet.
Yeah.
But did you know that in China, they're letting two gay penguins raise a chick together?
You know what? I do. I think that's lovely.
I think it's wonderful.
I do, actually. I do think that's
sure.
Nice.
We're from Massachusetts.
But you know what? You shouldn't even be allowed to talk about animals
marriage,
right now.
Same-sex divorce.
What?
Why?
Because you shouldn't be allowed to talk about animals.
Why not?
Because the way you're treating an animal right now.
Why? I love the animals.
Rhonda, don't say
what
I love
What don't I
that.
Like about animals? What?
Ask,
because
go out and ask Rochelle's dog.
Because I don't want a shedding pug in my house means I don't like animals? No, I just don't want that dog
My house. I'm done with this conversation. We already know who you are and who I am and who everyone is in this scenario. We know everybody.
And who are you?
I'm who I am and you're who you are.
And who am I?
But you are exactly who you are. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, there was an amazing event that happened recently.
Like that woman. You're like that woman in Lynn. That's what you're like.
Which woman?
I mean,
Lynn?
You're really when you get into this animal mode. It's
what are you talking about? What
you become sort of psychotic.
What are you talking about, Rhonda?
That woman in Lynn. What's her name? That 80-year-old woman in Lynn, who has been feeding those Canadian geese and those ducks. And wait a minute. You think this is what, this is how the headline reads. Lynn presses charges against old lady for feeding ducks. Okay. So you read that and you think that's horrible.
That
Lynn,
is horrible.
For people that don't know, is right next to Swampscott.
Very poor area.
Not next to Marblehead.
Poor area.
Right next to Swampscott.
Yeah.
And has questionable clientele.
Yeah.
Let's call it.
Yeah. Lynn, the city of sin.
Never come out the way you went in.
Yep.
Okay, that's what they, then they hilariously tried to change the name to Ocean City or something ridiculous like
rough
that.
Rough area.
Anyway.
Rough area.
If you've ever been through Lynn, there's a horrible smell that comes from some sort of an algae or a sewage. Nobody knows. MIT has tried to figure it out. Nobody knows.
It's rough.
Anyway.
Yeah, a lot of Dominicans.
There is an 80-year-old woman there who is feeding. That's the headline. They arrested for feeding the pigeons and the geese. Now, you probe a little deeper into the case, and what you find out is this woman.
Yeah.
Now, this is like, imagine you live in Lynn.
Yeah.
Now, imagine you live like by an adorable little creek.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is hard enough to find a nice piece of property in Lynn.
Anyway.
And you have a gorgeous little view.
Yeah.
This woman has for years been defying the public ordinance.
Which is
feed wild animals in a public place. Okay?
They can eat peanut butter.
So let's say, excuse me?
What? Go on.
They say, let's say you decided to bring a couple of pieces of bread to a pigeon. Fine, who cares?
Children love to bring bread.
The kids like to feed the birds, whatever.
Yeah.
This woman has been pulling up with entire shopping carts filled with bread and even worse, dog food and cat food.
They don't like
that. She has been they don't like it. They love it.
No.
These people are knee deep in goose excrement. You understand?
I'm going to stop you right there.
And she would not stop. She does not care.
She doesn't care.
And they're throwing her in jail.
If she cared, she would be giving them gumballs or gummies, like gummy worms.
Gumballs. They can't digest. Nobody
or gummy
can digest
worms.
Gum.
Well, whatever. The taste they like. Or the gummy worms. You can give them a duck with a gummy worm. One year I wanted to take a picture for a holiday card. It was so cute. Or if you gave them like...
you've been feeding...
What do they call it? Snow caps. That's cute.
None
you do like
reels.
A little pile. Yeah. Or Jordan almonds you can give them. They do because they're crunchy. They have beaks are very strong. Very strong.
You've been feeding candy to the birds?
Well, I mean, when I get them in my yard, I mean, it's like I want them
that's
to be
that's what you
welcome.
Put in a bird
or a
feeder.
Bowl of milk. Sometimes I'll give them.
You have like a Willy Wonka bird feeder? A bowl of milk? What?
Yeah. What's like the same thing for a cat? Whatever. It's the same thing. Anyway, what I'm saying is that now you're actually out of your mind. You're really getting to the heart of the issue because you hate animals so much that a woman, old lady giving them food is upsetting you.
Food is one thing. A cat full of dog food is another thing.
You didn't even say how many birds.
You
if
understand?
There's 100 birds, that's like one kibble piece each.
A nuisance. It's a nuisance. A public nuisance.
No,
do
it's
you understand?
Not. No, it's not.
It's funny. You imagined it was dry dog food. I imagined it was wet dog food.
Yeah. Of course, dry dog food. I figured big bags. Which,
that's
by the
hysterical.
Way, seems to me very
I
practical.
I imagined it was like Alpo.
The only problem
I imagined her opening cans of Alpo.
The only time it gets a little concerning to me is if it was like turkey kibble. Because then they're really, she's giving them themselves.
Cannibalism.
Bird cannibalism.
Okay. I think we need to move on.
I do too. Honestly, I thought we had to move on for half an hour.
All right. Let's go to our guest.
Fine.
Okay, we are here.
Oh, Rana, I get to do the introduction because I'm running the show today.
Okay.
I'm running it.
Fair enough.
Guess where we are, finally. Guess where we are? In my rumpus room.
We couldn't be anywhere else.
Hold on a sec. Hold on one second. Consuela? She can't hear me. The vacuum cleaner's on. Is that going to bother the sound? Doesn't matter.
For those of you at home, just so you know, Beverly's decided to kill about 14 birds with one stone.
Yeah.
Her cleaning lady is here.
Yeah, Consuela.
She doesn't have the proper recording equipment.
No.
And will you introduce yourself?
Okay, I said,
lady.
Said, I'm going to do anything. I said, I'm going to do everything. And so I booked the guest. Introduce yourself.
I am David Sabino.
David Sabino. Meet the world. The world. This is David Sabino. You don't know him, but you want to know him.
And why I know David, I don't mean to be impolite, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about yourself. You're not a usual guest. It's like a little more obvious. You know what I mean? Like Paul Feig, you directed Bridesmaids, that sort of thing. What's your contribution to society?
I'm an editor for Sports Illustrated magazine, and I write for SI.com.
Is that something or what? Now, I'm not a sports person, but I know that a lot of sports people are very interested in what you do. Is that terrific?
An editor. What sort of an editor?
I'm actually the statistics editor, and so I deal with a lot of like sports numbers and deal with sports history. And
but that's not the most important part.
I have to tell,
that's
I mean,
not the best part.
I'm sorry. I apologize, but a statistician?
Yeah, pretty much.
What was your degree in college?
I actually have a marketing degree.
Okay. That wouldn't have been more interesting than doing statistics.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing. I can make the numbers say what I need them to say, a good marketer.
Who cares? That's not why he's here.
You tell us.
He's here because he happens to be a very sweet person.
Okay.
And I want everyone to know that you too, if you're single and looking, can find a sweet person because he found a sweet person on the computer. Yeah. How'd you meet your wife?
Yeah, we met on a dating site.
Is that terrific? They work.
Jaded.
Number one.
Yes, J-Date.
Oh, fabulous! Wonderful.
Yeah, and he's not even. He's Italian.
But he was on you were Italian, but you were on J-Date?
Well, my father was Italian. My mother was Jewish.
Oh, okay. So you're Jewish. Yeah, your mother's Jewish.
And the other reason he's here.
He's certified. Is that cute?
I'm certified.
He's certified.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like organic?
Exactly.
No, like starts with a C. Okay?
I don't get it.
Look.
Anyway.
Read between the lines. That's very funny, Jay.
It doesn't matter.
He's kind of cute.
You only have one working microphone, told you, because here's the problem. Consuela had the machine on, the dustbuster, whatever, was plugged into the wall, and then
Dirt devil?
Yeah, we had a mix of blue, a spark. You know what? It doesn't matter that nobody took their shoes off. I don't care, because she'll clean up the mud. Anyway, what I wanted to say is that, David, when we're done here today, I have a couple of boxes in the basement that I need.
I can't hear what she's saying.
No, hang on. I have a case of Coca-Cola from 1992, but it's been there for a long time. I'd like to take it out, and you can put it in the shelf in my kitchen.
Excuse me.
Sure, no problem.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Well, for those of you that can't see David.
Everyone.
He's like a total teddy bear.
Yeah.
How tall are you, David?
I'm 6'4".
6'4"?
Yep.
Wow.
That's the Italian side.
Where does the height come from?
It actually comes from my mother's grandmother.
How tall was your mother's?
She was like 6 feet tall.
Was he a golem?
Was your mother's grandmother B. Arthur?
Could very well have been.
6 feet tall.
Yeah, she was about 6 feet
tall.
And
where did her people come from?
Eastern Europe. Could we be Poland.
Really, David? Jews from Eastern Europe?
We hear Russia, Poland,
it.
Belarus. We got that whole area
one
covered. One of those places, yeah. It all sort of got mixed up.
Huh. Love that they went for a tall girl.
Exactly. And my grandfather was very short, though.
Is that funny?
Is that cute? He was breast height.
Pretty much.
Which Beverly likes.
I like a shorter man.
Yeah.
But irregardless, in other words, I don't have... Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. You did a beautiful job. Yeah. She's going to send a message to you. Okay. So we'll see you again next week. When do I see you again? Every other week. Okay. I'll see you then, okay? Thank you. She's so cute, isn't she? Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't have... someone that attractive in my house. She's gorgeous.
She's very cute. Gorgeous. Don't look at her, David.
Okay.
Fair enough.
She's gorgeous.
Anyway,
thank you.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So anyway, you know, the point.
This is like a total wrong.
What are you talking about?
This whole thing you're doing here, this whole production.
Do me a favor. You're sitting on my Afghan. Will you just take it out from under? I got to put that in the laundry. It's the orange one.
You're going to
move your tush. Just move your tush.
It's 100% wool.
Irregardless. David. So, David, you met your wife. Bye. Thank you. Yeah? Okay, bye. Thank you. Bye.
This is like if they were putting me through therapy and they said it's time to like overcome your demons and the things that drive you crazy and let's do that kind of therapy.
I also have a couple of boxes on a shelf in my kitchen that I can't reach even with my step stool.
Wait a minute.
Would you mind?
Now you're kidding.
Yeah.
Now you're kidding.
I told David he could bring his children over. Come here.
Yeah, you're kidding.
I told David that he could bring
Emily
his kids
loves
over.
Children.
I love babies. Come here, baby. Come here, baby. Yeah. Oh, hi, sweetheart.
I know you're kidding me.
Hi. Yeah, David, how old is your baby?
Jeremy's going to be 2. Oh, hi, baby.
Can he say hello?
Can you say hi? Say hello.
Come on, Jeremy. We need it for the show here.
Say hi.
Shy, is that cute? Are you cute? Did you have a bris?
He's very cute.
Did you have a bris?
So, this is what totally. This is what's totally wrong with parents today.
What do you mean?
This whole operation.
What are you talking about? I love to have children. I always said if when we do this at my house, we will have children around.
This guy tells me he has a job.
Yeah.
It's the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Some woman comes in here, drops off a child.
Yeah.
Not even at his home.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't run.
Well, he has to drive them home, Ronna. I said he could bring the children over.
Honestly.
He's very cute.
I mean, I'm this close. I'm this close to walking out.
So now you have twins?
Yeah, we have twins.
God.
Did your wife do that birth?
Naturally.
Get out of here. She didn't do a C-section? Nowadays, they all do a C-section.
No cutting.
Did she know that she was having twins?
Absolutely we did.
I did not know when I had my twins.
Yeah, Beverly has twins.
Give me that girl. Give me that girl. You have a girl that's better than the boy. No offense.
I love them both.
You do, but which one do you prefer?
But who do you prefer?
I don't necessarily
you love
believe
them the
you.
Same, but who do you like better?
Yeah, come on. Believe, it must go back and forth.
It goes back and forth every minute.
Yeah. They're only whoever's behaving.
Yeah.
He's very cuddly. He's like a little chimpanzee. He's cute.
What time do they go down for the nap?
1:30.
Wait, so it's 1:20. Are they going to sleep here?
This one's got, oi, come here.
There will be no tears. Okay.
Why is she upset?
She doesn't like people.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, she's giving me an eyeball. I'd like to take that little eyeball.
Well, there's only a circus happening here, and she's in an unnatural environment.
Yeah, it's her house.
No. You want to say something,
it's Beverly's
Lily?
House, exactly.
What's
it's
her name?
Her
Lily?
House.
Lily, that's a, what is it?
Lily.
That's a very goyish name, Lily.
Beverly,
that's your Italian side.
No, she's actually named after my grandmother, Lillian.
Lillian is Jewish. Lily.
Yes. Yes.
Beverly, tell the story about your twins, because you have twins also.
I didn't know that I was having twins. I should have known because I gained 196 pounds during the pregnancy.
Yeah.
You know, and what's she doing over there?
She also should have
known. She's touching all of my things. Careful, don't break anything. Anyway,
everything's made of rubber and lucite here.
So I went to the hospital and the first one came out, whatever they did. I don't remember because they used a lot of drugs then. Came out like a big, plump, fresh turkey, a big, giant baby with a full head of hair and like a mustache. I said, that's a boy. It needs a shave. Anyway, it didn't. It came out with boots on.
There were questions about the paternity, the way this kid came out.
Anyway, came out of my vagina. And then what happened is that while they were all cleaning it up, another one just fell out on the floor. I said, excuse me, there's something there.
Oh, well, they actually were 15 minutes apart, so we had plenty of time for the second one.
Who came out first?
Lily's the older.
Yeah, the girls do it better. They do everything better.
Okay. Can we move on
anyway,
for a second
the point
here,
is,
David?
Is that so the second one slipped out like a pinball through a bowling alley. It just fell sort of like, bring, like a rubber chicken on the floor. I said, somebody pick that up.
Oh, they were wrestling with Jeremy for a while.
Yeah,
you're kidding.
Thought it was a tail. It was a rough 15 minutes.
He didn't want to come out.
He didn't want to come out at all.
He was happy. Boys like their mothers. Girls are independent.
Yeah. Here's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
David, what does this job really entail that you do? Give us a little more specificity about what you're doing for SI, as you call it, Sports Illustrated.
Well,
do you deal with the swimsuit issue at all?
I don't deal with the swimsuit, although for years I sat in an office directly next to the swimsuit department, so it wasn't...
So it was like a bonus.
Are you the caregiver? What is your name?
My name is Betsy.
Oh, Betsy, beautiful job. Look how their babies like her.
Yeah, they do.
Okay, you go in my kitchen and they can eat whatever they want. Give them sugar. They love sugar. Do they like sugar?
Oh, yeah, they love sugar.
Yeah, give them whatever they want. Give a baby whatever
they want. This is an absolute circus.
Yeah.
Can I please see?
What's the matter?
Wait a minute. The other one is moaning like a whale.
Yeah, because you know what?
You know when whales talk to each other underwater? That's what that sounds like to me.
Strange places.
Yeah. You know what? We should just tease her a little bit. It's fun.
That goes well.
I'll just tell her that she's never going home again. It's funny. Make them laugh. Make them laugh.
Okay. So tell me about your actual job.
Well, I just finished another year of doing a column on fantasy football for the magazine.
Is that fun? That must be fun for people.
If you could see my face right now.
Look at your caregiver with one in each hand.
Do you need
like
to go
barbells.
Take that girl?
Do you need help?
You need to go. Can you help? She's
look
fine.
At her.
This is just what she does.
It's okay. This is how she operates.
She's gonna go.
You
go put them on my bed.
Pretty well. If you have a nanny on top of all of this, I have to say.
Well, my wife works, so I work during the day normally.
Works.
I'm actually off on Wednesdays, so you're catching me at a good time.
I see.
So what do you
so
do?
So now
though?
Fantasy football. Let's talk about that for a second.
Sure.
Not because it's interesting, but I will tell you what is interesting. The origin story of fantasy football. Those guys that created fantasy football and never made a dime because they forgot to trademark it?
They actually did fantasy baseball. That's where they started.
Oh, they were the baseball
and
guys.
And in fact, I actually played in a league with some of the guys who started. I was in that league for 5 years.
The funny thing about those guys is they always lose.
Yeah.
They never win. Is that right?
I won in each of my 5 years. I took home a prize.
Yeah.
Oh, now, what prize.
Happened? Well, what happened with those guys? They came up with it. What was it called originally?
It was called the rotisserie baseball.
Rotisserie. Because they used to eat chicken or something.
The rotisserie.
You'd meet at the same restaurant.
Baseball.
Do you want a roast beef sandwich?
I love a roast beef sandwich.
I'm going to go out and get one afterwards after you help me out here. So
rye with a little pickle and some Russian dressing.
No, I'm going to go to the hot place. No.
Okay. Ketchup.
What's wrong
That's
with
the
you?
Italian side.
No,
put tomato on everything. Tomato sauce on everything.
Oil and vinegar on everything.
So what? Oh, I do. I like a nice Italian sub every now and again. I will say that. Who's the best sub shop here, you think? I mean, what's your professional Italian opinion? Who do you go to?
I haven't found one that I love a lot. There's always Kelly's, which I'll go out.
Sure. Yeah, but that's not a submarine. Sure. That's a roast beef sandwich. I'm asking you about a submarine.
But there's also, you know, the
can't get an Italian also. Sub at Kelly's.
Yeah. I'll give it to Tony Lena. There's pretty.
Tony Lena, Tony Lena, Tony Lena. Boom.
Where are you from originally, Dave?
I'm from the Bronx.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm in enemy town.
So you married up.
Now I'm scared of you.
Oh, wait
now,
a minute. You're a Yankee fan?
Of course.
Oh, you know, Beverly, this is ridiculous.
I'm going to ignore what that
is
about you.
What is Annette Faxon going to say to me? My friend Annette Faxon has a box. She goes to the 600 Club at the Red Sox.
Yeah.
I go with her. We have so much fun. Yeah. We get like a limousine so we have a couple of cocktails on the way, on the way back.
Yeah.
Annette and I have become very close over the summer.
Nah, she's okay.
She is such and I'm going to tell her, I'm talking to her, when she hears this, I'm not going to be going to the box any longer, I can tell you that.
Well, I just actually finished working on a book about Fenway Park, so maybe that'll like ease things up.
What do you mean working on? What does that mean?
We do these coffee table books on like individual subjects. We've done each of the individual sports. We did one on the Dallas Cowboys, and we just did one for the 100th anniversary of Fenway Park. And I do a lot of, I'd say most of the original content. It's mostly reprinted photos and reprinted
stories.
Wonderful.
You, it's like an act. You're like an archivist.
Yeah. No, not like more like a researcher.
Yeah.
Where can I get a book like that? Can you get me a free one? Because I don't want to, I mean, could you, or just tell me where to go and where I could get it for cheap or where do I go to buy the book?
Well, it's not out yet, but you can get it pretty much everywhere when it comes out. Like it'll be at Barnes and Noble.
What's it called?
It'll be called
Sports Illustrated's Fenway Park.
100th anniversary of Fenway Park.
Yeah, something creative.
Good name, because
like
then you know what you're buying.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Let me ask you a couple of questions.
Like the movie
based
The Help.
That.
You knew what it was about.
Yeah. I have a couple of questions based on that. What was the most interesting sort of secret or story that you heard or that you learned about Fenway Park in the process? Is there a ghost that lives in a vending machine? Is there, you know what I mean? What's the.
I found out actually, it was funny too, because my wife and I were watching. Boardwalk Empire.
Okay,
which
sure.
Pretty
wonderful show.
And
wonderful.
I find it a little slow.
As I was doing the research, the story on Boardwalk Empire pretty much melded with the stuff I was researching about the IRA holding rallies throughout the nation, and they held a 50,000 person rally in Fenway Park in the 1920s.
You're kidding.
I found that pretty amazing.
Why would the IRS ever hold a rally?
IRA, Irish Republican Army.
Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah.
Not IRA.
Yeah,
Irish Republican Army.
No, like Sinn Féin. They were the political arm of the IRA.
Exactly. They were trying to drum up support. And
putting bombs in the subway station in London,
etc. Whatever happened to Ira Tenenbaum?
The Guildford Six, I believe it was. Is that right? That Guildford pub bomb?
Ira Tenenbaum? Did he ever graduate?
Ira Tenenbaum. Graduate from where? When he took his extension course?
Yeah, I just couldn't remember. You made me think
of it. No, they told him he couldn't come back. He was masturbating under the desk. The teacher got
upset. He was
upset.
A sick puppy.
He was lewd.
Sick puppy.
He
so when you lewd. Say IRA, lewd. I think immediately of masturbation.
Yeah. Anyway, here's my other question to you. Why is the Green Monster called the Green Monster? How did it get that name?
Because it's green.
Well, excuse me, but where did the monster pad come from? David, you know what?
Is he fun or what?
It wasn't always green, but it's green now.
Well, when did they start calling it the Green Monster or the Monster?
Not until at least the 1950s.
Okay.
Yeah, it actually wasn't there for the first years of the ballpark, and then the place burnt down in the 30s.
Oh, who started that? What was that about?
It was
an insurance claim?
Black people?
That's actually what, there was some problems with labor, and there was some talk of sabotage. The new owner was using non-labor workers.
Oh, non-union.
Migrants.
Non-union.
Non-union.
Yeah.
Workers. And,
interesting.
Yeah. So, but it was never proven. And the whole stadium burned down.
Why would it be proven? This is Boston.
But then they built a new wall to keep balls from flying onto Lansdowne Street.
Which is...
That's a party.
Yeah. That's where the parties happen in Boston. That exactly. Lansdowne Street. That's like, you know, in Pinocchio where the lost boys go. It's like...
Did you bring your toolbox with you today, your tools?
I think they might be in the car.
Yeah. I have a...
You handy? Are you handy? Yeah. Is that the Italian part of you or the
definitely
Jewish?
Definitely the Italian part.
So you finally...
The Jewish part of me hires the Italian part of me to do work.
There we go. I only
ask because there's this little hinge in my bathroom, my upstairs bathroom, that is covered with paint, and I wonder if you could chip away the paint because it's driving me absolutely crazy. It's like stalls.
Sure, I could probably do that.
I really appreciate that because you're tall.
How did your mother and your father meet, if you don't mind my asking?
My mother was actually dating one of my father's coworkers.
Oh!
And was he tall or short, the coworker?
He was tall.
Yeah, and so it didn't work out. She likes a short guy.
Well, that's a history.
No, her father was short. My father wasn't.
Oh, your father. I'm sorry, I got it confused.
Yes.
And so what sort of work was he doing, your father, at the time?
My father was working in a liquor store. He ended up owning a liquor store.
That's...
So your mother was dating two clerks at a liquor store? That's what you're telling me?
Pretty much.
So she was like a black sheep. She was like a nice Jewish girl that ended up with the guy that worked at the liquor store. And probably even when he owned the liquor store, her parents still didn't accept him. Is that right?
No, they actually did. They ended up...
Says you.
It was sort of the other way around. His family didn't necessarily accept her.
Well, that's anti-Semitic.
That's anti-Semitic. The other way is like we're protecting ourselves.
So your father's mother never taught your mother how to cook?
No.
Interesting.
No.
Too bad. I bet she's got some terrific recipes. There's nothing like a nice gravy. Do they call it gravy? In Boston, they call red sauce gravy. What do they call it where you're
from?
Yeah,
they called it gravy. They also called it, depending on who you asked in the family, it was gravy or sauce.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking while you're here, if you wouldn't mind whipping up a little something, I put it in my freezer. Because if you want to cook, only if you want to.
Are
you
a cook? Do you cook?
Yeah, I do.
Does your wife cook?
She cooks for the kids. She does cook,
The kids. What does that mean? Macaroni
defrost
and cheese?
Something.
She knows how to steam a pea that's already in a freezer bag. Come on. Does she cook or doesn't she cook? I'm not talking about preparing things.
She can.
I'm talking about cooking.
She can cook. She doesn't cook a lot because I cook.
Right. So this woman has it made.
I
You're
like
home
lasagna.
All day.
I like regatta.
You've got these twins. They're screaming. She doesn't have to listen to it. Thank God they're quiet now. They're both asleep on the floor near Roger.
Oh, I got to go take a picture of them.
They each have a head on
Excuse
Roger.
Excuse me. I got to take a picture of them next to
Tell
Roger.
Tell people about Roger.
Roger is
These
my,
kids are cuddled
did you
up
wonder,
next to Roger.
Did you see my stuffed sheepdog when you came in?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You miss it.
Yeah. It's a giant stuffed sheepdog in the middle of my living room, and it's so cute. It's got a martini, a fake martini. I don't know if you saw. I'm describing for the listeners.
They've heard this before.
Spilled out in front of him like he's been drinking all night. Like there's a ghost with its hand on the martini pouring it out for him into his dog dish. And the dog dish says, Roger. And the little kids right now, if only you could see, it's so cute. I want to murder myself.
Yeah,
so that
they're
I never
almost
look at
like puppies that are feet that are,
yeah, like
you
the
know.
Suckling, like
yeah,
a pig,
exactly.
Suckling pigs.
That's
but they're cuter
look,
than a
but
sucking
not
pig.
Suckling. They're cute.
Yeah. Well, they're looking at the martini glass. That's what they want.
Oh, so they're getting the alcoholism from all sides is what you're telling me. Is there a gene in your family? Do you think there's a gene?
Not at all.
Really? You don't drink?
I like some wine and beer every once in a while.
Yeah,
but
you're not.
But
you don't have
general,
a problem with it.
No. In college, I did.
Oh, David, is that your car? You're going to get a ticket there. I should have told you. You're not supposed to park.
Okay.
In this spot.
Here's what I'm going to say,
What's
David.
What's wrong with you?
I'll be honest with you.
Did you see the sign? You know that sign is covered with leaves.
Yeah.
Do you have a weed whacker in your
car? Okay. Here's what I'm going to say to David.
Because you could do me a favor and cut away some of the
Here
branches.
Here is what I'm
do,
going
do you
to
have, like,
say.
Like scissors, I could do that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shears. Clippers is what you really need.
I need something because you can't read the sign and I always get a ticket there. I never pay it though.
Here's I'll what I'm going to say to David. I'll be honest with you, David. I thought this was going to be pretty much the least interesting conversation I've had in the last 60 to 90
Why
days.
Why would you say that? I
Just,
booked it.
I'm being a...
Go on.
Exactly. Exactly. Normally I do the booking, but I'm going to tell you something. First of all, you're somewhat accomplished. You're an author. You're
Thank
an editor.
You.
You're a real
the
person.
Sports Illustrated.
Thank you.
You actually are a person of some repute.
Which I did not know when I booked you.
So, I mean, as you can imagine from the way today has gone, perhaps I didn't. Are you kidding?
Hang on 1 second.
You're kidding
Hang on
me
what? Now. Just 1 second.
Just when I was about to say things had calmed
Shira,
down.
Shira, is that you?
Okay. Beverly, come on.
Hi, Shira.
Beverly.
How are you?
Call her back. Call her back.
Okay, you know what? Let me call you back. Ronna, me and Aunt Ronna is yelling. What's the matter?
Beverly? Beverly.
Is everything okay?
Okay, that's it. Gnug.
Okay, I'll call you back. Mwah, mwah. You need my chocolate chip recipe? Who doesn't?
Okay, you know
who doesn't?
Hang up.
Okay, I got. Okay, I gotta go. Okay, kiss, kiss. Okay,
those children, those children, her triplets, Shira's triplets, are on a road to childhood obesity like you can't imagine.
No, they're not. They're babies.
Sugar and flour.
They're babies.
Sugar,
babies, babies.
I can't even think of triplets.
Anyway, Dave.
Well, they're not mine. They're my niece.
I just want to say, I thought you were perfectly pleasant.
Well, thank you.
You're very sweet. You're adorable. You're obviously a very good father. The Jewish part of you knows to get help. You must have help. You always must have help. Now, okay, now someone's vibrating. You know what? This is really...
I turned it off, and then it's vibrating.
I think this interview is probably...
I think there's something wrong with Shira.
I think this interview is probably...
I think there's something wrong with her.
Okay.
Okay.
David, thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
You're absolutely delightful. You don't have to do any work for Beverly. And if she does, make sure she pays you.
Do me a favor. Just stick around. Okay.
And we'll probably see you, you know, we'll see you at Shubies.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Now, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I want to say something.
Yeah.
That was absolutely what I thought, started out as what I thought was going to be the biggest disaster of a podcast.
And then what?
Which it was, just to be fair, that was absolutely the most bed knobs and broomsticks, hand over foot, insane situation you had set up at your house. And we will never, ever, ever record there again.
Well,
however.
Yeah.
David.
Yeah.
Sabina.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been nicer.
You know what, Ronna? What I don't appreciate is how you don't see the turnaround.
The turnaround?
Yeah. Going around the corner. Around the corner.
I don't understand.
When something goes a certain way and you're going down a yellow brick road or whatever, and then suddenly you stray.
Yeah.
And then you think it's dark and horrible and dusty, or maybe there's dog hair everywhere. And then suddenly you realize it doesn't matter whether there's dog hair everywhere. You're still having a terrific time. A terrific time. And maybe if you hadn't gone off that yellow brick road, followed your rainbow over to your pot of gold, then you would have been sitting there stuck in your vanilla place. You know what I mean? And I'm Rocky Road. I'm Rocky Road. I'm Rocky Road.
I do understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I would say...
What was the name of the kid in Mask?
Eric Stoltz.
No. Rocky. His name was Rocky.
Oh, yeah, Rocky.
But he had a last name.
It was Italianish, I think.
Yeah, Rocky Maraschino or whatever.
Rocky Marciano.
The boxer. What am I thinking of?
What is that, Mike? I'm sorry, my dry is going off.
Yadvina. Now who's got problems?
Yadvina, who's got problems? You're not kidding. Yadvina decided to avail herself of an afternoon off. And who do you think has to fold the bottom sheet, which I can't stand? I hate folding a bunchy sheet. I refuse to do it.
Uh-oh. Move. I'm looking out your window. Where's the dog? Where's the dog? I've got a broken window in my car. Where's the dog? Where's the dog? Rochelle's dog! Rochelle's dog! Rochelle's dog! Rochelle's dog! It's going to dig a hole in your yard to China.
Well, go get it.
I got to go. God damn it.
Get out of here and go get that good.
You know, so if you'd let my dog in your house, this wouldn't have been a problem. Ronna,
go.
I'm going outside.
Go.
Don't forget to thank all the people that we always thank, Ronna.
Now.
Okay,
go.
Rochelle's dog!
Oh. We would like to thank Michael Costantini, Noah Lebazon, John Ross Bowie, and you can always email us shalom@runandbeverly.com, and I'm going to hang up now before she gets back in here with that crazy dog. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you the next time. Okay. Fair enough.